Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo solo quiero pegar en la radio. Yo solo quiero pegar en la radio.
It is a Football Friday on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. And if you missed the 2 o'clock hour, be thankful. Because as someone tweets at me, that was excruciating. Stick to sports. And this is one of the times that I would agree. Stick to sports.
Don't tell me shut up and dribble.
Woo! That was excruciating.
A lot of soft people in this world.
Wow. Excruciating. Perfect word by the tweeter. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Today is a Football Friday, and that's brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. We're going to have Lee Sterling this hour, professional sports gambler, professional sports handicapper. Now, Rob Pizzola, who's a professional sports gambler, usually joins us on Thursdays, couldn't make it yesterday. So we've had no gambling advice yet this week. We will get some in about 15 minutes from Lee Sterling, who, by the way, last week went 2-8. Not 2 out of 8, 2-8.
Isn't that 2 bad weeks in a row?
No, remember he had a little bounce back week last week.
Okay.
He had a bad week the week before. And when I say bounce back week, I think it was 4-4. Like, I think it was even. You lost the vig. 2-8, though, is unfathomably bad. In fact, Solana, if he asks you to play Rollin', 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 you got to tell him no. Because he's rolling the wrong way. I'm not going to celebrate rolling the wrong way down the hill. But hopefully he'll get things turned around. So he's going to join us around 3:15. And then John Beeson is going to join us today around 4 o'clock. We will talk some Canes Pitt football with John Beeson around 4 o'clock. The big news, the breaking news, Eric Spoelstra has shared with everybody that Jimmy Butler is not going to travel with the team Saturday or Sunday. So he will not be at the games in Milwaukee or Minnesota, which is fairly shocking because I thought they were pretty firm with their notion that he was missing a game and he'll be back on Saturday is what we were led to believe. So,
but the thought that the young guys will benefit from this, that thought process is not wrong.
Someone's texting it in. You know, that's like that's a great glasses half full kind of stance, but I want Jimmy Butler out on the court. Again, I'm not telling you that he should be because I don't know what's going on medically with the birth of his child and whatnot. So I don't take any stance there. But I'm not I want to see the young guys gel together. No, I want to see people gel with Jimmy Butler as the alpha male there.
If you would have seen Jimmy last game, game one. Justice Winslow was 27-7-7. That was a stupid game by Justice. If Jimmy got 27-7-7, I would not be as excited as I was for Justice to get 27-7-7.
But that's like, but don't you want to see Jimmy Butler go 20-30-10? I want to see triple doubles by Jimmy Butler. Like, great Justice Winslow and great Kendrick Nunn and like, but no, I'd like to see Jimmy Butler out on the court. It's what I've been excited for this entire season. Let me give the code word this hour. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is napkin. Napkin. How do you say napkin in Spanish? Servilleta?
Servilleta.
That's Uruguayan.
Servilleta.
Servilleta. Text the word napkin to 72881 right now. 72881. You can win $1,000. Text the word napkin to 72881, you could win $1,000, and your next chance to win will be at 4 o'clock It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. And I think next week is the final week of the contest, so you want to get in on the winning. So text the word napkin to 72881. As long as I started talking about Jimmy Butler and the headlines there, let's get headlines quickly from Alejandro Solana before we move on.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Some more Miami Heat news. Dion Waiters also will not be traveling with the Miami Heat for their two-game weekend road trip.
So no Dion Waiters, no Jimmy Butler. I'm guessing James Johnson isn't traveling either.
I'm not sure if he's
was
not
he in
traveling,
uniform on
no.
Wednesday?
Wasn't on the bench. Uniform?
Yeah.
Wasn't on the bench either.
Okay. Somebody says you should play Roland backwards since his bets are going backwards. Maybe you could do that. What else you got in the headlines?
Game 3 of the World Series is tonight. That's at 8:07 p.m. Tomorrow at noon, it's UM at Pittsburgh. The Canes are 5.5-point underdogs on the road, and we now know Nikosi Perry will be QB number one. He'll start under center for the Canes tomorrow in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't know about that game. I said it earlier. I'm curious what Lee Sterling has to say. 5.5 points at Pitt. You feel like the team really is better than what their record shows. I do. But I don't know. I don't know anymore with this team.
Is it just watching football with them? Because I think, like, psychologically, that's what I want to get into, the psychological
side. Like, could the whole team have the yips?
Yeah, like that with the kicker and now seeing what's going on where now they're everybody's saying, well, we got to score because we're not going to hit a field goal.
Like, could the whole team get the yips?
Yeah.
I think it's possible. I really do. I think it's possible. I don't know. But nothing would surprise me tomorrow at noon. Nope. If you told me that the Hurricanes rolled Pitt, I wouldn't be surprised. And if you told me they lost by 28, I wouldn't be surprised. That's how confused I am by this team.
Nikosi, 4 touchdowns or 4 interceptions.
Yeah, there's no.
Either way, yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm with you on that.
Line, by the way, is down to 4.5. They're getting 4.5. I just looked, so there's some action coming that way. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, also tomorrow at 3:30, it's FIU, Papa. They're going to be on the road to face Middle Tennessee. Again, that's at 3:30 p.m.
Look at you, a proud FIU Panther.
And finally, Zlatan Ibrahimovic says nobody will remember the MLS if he decides to leave at the end of his contract, which expires in 2 months.
Wait a second.
Nobody will remember the entire league?
Nobody will remember the entire MLS.
Didn't David Beckham play in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Well, this comes literally
up in himself,
less
no?
than an hour after his team was eliminated in the Western Conference semifinals. And as he left the field, an LAFC fan was kind of taunting him. Grabbed his crotch on the way out.
Yeah, I saw it. Like, he did the old, very old school. Like, yeah, suck it.
Isn't that why y'all love him?
Oh, yeah. We're not worthy of Zlatan.
Okay. His cockiness is why I came to the conclusion that people
love that man. No pun intended, right? Yeah. But I don't think people would forget the entire MLS if he left the league.
No way.
You got weather, Solana?
It's a safe bet there, Hawk.
That's what Antonio Brown thought was going to happen with the NFL.
Wait to see. Let's see what Lee Sterling says. If it's a safe bet that no one would remember the MLS if Zlatan left. Anything else, Solana?
Nah, let's just get to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is currently mostly cloudy, 86 degrees. No precipitation for at least 120 minutes. You can confirm that with me.
What? That's a very cocky weather report. You can confirm that with me.
I like it.
For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high hand giveaways. It's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
Somebody texts in, would you be surprised if they put in Martell? Yes, I would. He's on medical leave. There's another bit of news you may not have heard today. There's a lot going on all of a sudden. There's a lot going on all of a sudden. So Jimmy Butler is not going to be with the Heat Saturday or Sunday. Nikosi Perry is going to be the starter for the Miami Hurricanes. Tate Martell is on medical leave. Mm-hmm. For the Miami Hurricanes. So he's not going to be there with the team. So, yes, I would be surprised if they put him in. And to be quite honest, knowing from what I've heard from people around the organization, even if he was with the team, I'd be surprised if they had put him in at quarterback.
What's up with that?
Like, yeah, that didn't go the way he planned. I can tell you what's up with that.
No.
That did not go the way Tate Martell planned.
Kane's Twitter is just crazy about Tate Martell. Like, they've been asking for Tate Martell now for 2 weeks. Like, don't you think if he was capable of being a starter, he would have beaten out Jaren and Nikosi
from what we've seen? Not just that, just based on the way the season has gone. If he had any abilities as a quarterback, he would be in there. I'm telling you, any abilities as a quarterback, he'd be in there. So you got to kind of, if you got to see the forest through the trees on this one. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't the quarterback. They've had quarterback struggles. He's got a better shot of being the kicker, I believe, than being the quarterback.
And the old saying, the most popular guy on the team is the backup quarterback. He's not as popular when he becomes a starter because then you hate him. Remember when the Dolphin fans were cheering for Matt Moore?
Oh, yeah.
Then Matt Moore got in. Then they got quiet.
You remember, I mean, before your time, but Dolphins fans were cheering for Scott Mitchell instead of Dan Marino for a while. Dan Marino was out. Scott Mitchell came in. He looked great. He got a huge contract from Detroit out of that season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did the Lion fans love him after that?
Not so much. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. He's going to join us in the next segment. He has got to dig himself out of a hole. He has to dig himself out of a hole, and he doesn't back down from a challenge.
No.
One of the reasons that we like talking with Lee Sterling, so we'll get some picks from him. I want to talk about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV, and it all starts with you going to see my friends Sherry and Steve at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They're in Pompano Beach, where, by the way, Solana, people are texting in, it's pouring rain in Pompano Beach. You just challenged people that there would be no precipitation for 2 hours, and there's a bunch of people texting in Pompano, it's pouring rain. So there you go. He has backed off his gauntlet. I don't know what happened there. You're not believing them? Not exactly certain what happened. Anyway, Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they're in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home and really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, a king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. Now is the time. A lot of people, what are we? October 25th. Thanksgiving break is about a month away. That would be a great time for an amazing RV trip. Maybe go see some family, have the old Turkey Bowl football game. Or Christmas and New Year's, if you're thinking about getting an RV for a little getaway for Christmas or New Year's, you definitely need to start planning that now because they sell out for the holidays. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've been in business over 15 years, located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. Call them at 954-520-0075 or go to their website, campusarv.com. And if you currently own an RV, you're looking for parts or service, they got you covered. If you're interested in renting out your RV, call them, get more info on their rental program. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, Pompano Beach, 954-520-0075 or on their website, campusarv.com. All right, quick break. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. He is next on Hockman and Crowder. Barreo Friday. Alejandro Solana brings it strong musically. All right, 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Going to get to Lee Sterling here in 1 second.
Your family's in your house. You're in your house. Your possessions, your prized possessions, all your valuables, but you're going to leave a garbage roof on it. It just doesn't make sense. For 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs. Give them a call. They specialize in residential and commercial. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. Just holler at them. And J&K understands that quality and service are what we want. As customers, we want quality and service. That's all we're asking for. J&K does it. High quality roofing material, shingles, gravel, tile, whatever you're looking for, they have high quality material and the skilled workers, reliable, hardworking, experienced, respectful. 41 years in the business, they know how to hire and they're not going to spring up extra charges. It's not going to start at one price and $100 is added every couple days and now it's double the price. J&K does not do that. Roof restoration, they will get your roof working to perfect order and will repair the damage and get rid of the mold and moss that can cause damage down the road, and waterproofing. every couple years, you got to check into it. Now, you don't need a brand new roof, but you might need some waterproofing. With all the hurricanes, all that goes on here in South Florida with the extreme heat, get your roof waterproofed, and J&K will do it for you. And I love this part because they do residential and commercial customers. J&K will work with you. They do not want to disrupt your business. They are a business for 41 years now. They understand that you want to keep making money, but you want your roof repaired, installed, restored, whatever it is. They will work around your business schedule so you don't disrupt your business while they're putting a brand new beautiful roof on your company, on your building. For the best roofing company in the world, call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 at J&K Roofing.
Just to take you behind the curtain a little bit here at the radio station. So when we were planning today's show, as we do every day, usually by like 9, 10 in the morning, we are solidified on what our schedule is going to look like. Like we are, you know, we're especially on Fridays, we're pretty highly choreographed because we have a lot of guests. Today, Goran Dragic was supposed to join us, but it was all up in the air. And it was maybe going to be around now, around 3:15, but we had Lee Sterling scheduled. And then Mike Gesicki is still supposed to join us today at some time. We think, maybe, we don't know. But it's not a typical football Friday because the Dolphins play on Monday, so yeah, they're kind of out of their routine. And so we've been juggling all this stuff. And then John Beeson was going to be on with us in the 2 o'clock hour. Now he's going to be on with us at 4 o'clock. But in the midst of all this, I just got a text from Jamie Eisenberg, and it just says, "Am I on today?" And I texted him back, "Oh, my God, I totally forgot. I just totally forgot to tell Jamie that," because I always text him on Fridays, "Hey, you know, 4:15, okay, 4:20, okay, so we'll get to Jamie Eisenberg today." Am I on today? Oh,
Jamie,
sorry,
loves
buddy.
Us.
Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, and I use the term loosely.
Hey, man, Lee had a rough week.
He had a rough week. So, in fact, Lee, I didn't know if you were going to ask for your theme song, Rollin', 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 but I wasn't going to allow you to play it. But Solana has taken it one step further. Here it is, backwards.
Great.
I had no idea it was going to be that enjoyable.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Kind of rhymes.
Yeah.
It does.
All right. There you go. What do you think about that, Lee?
Wow, sounded like one of my old rabbis.
I had no idea it was going to sound that enjoyable, Solana.
That was great.
I think that might be an improvement on the song.
It really was.
That was excellent. All right, Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. I always point this out. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking gambling. So as a couple of angry texters have said, whoa, he had an awful week last week. Why are you bringing him on? Look, I gamble on sports. Lee does, obviously, a lot longer than I have. Crowder does as well. You have good weeks. You have bad weeks. So if you're the kind of guy that can't accept a bad week or an awful week, don't gamble on sports. I'm not saying that as like an insult. I'm saying, like, that's not for you then.
No.
Like, and it would be the same thing if you're a perfectionist and you realize that the best baseball players only get a hit 30% of the time. Baseball might not be for you if it's going to drive you crazy. So, but you did, admittedly, Lee, have a terrible week last week, going 2-8 on our show.
Yeah, and it happens. But
yeah, it happens.
You're going to get so few texts or emails asking, you know, me, what does Lee have? Is he coming on this week when I win? When you lose,
yep.
Would you agree? I mean,
oh, yeah.
The emails and the texts are 4 or 5 to 1 the other way?
Yes, yeah. And it's not just that. Yeah. It's like, you know, if the Dolphins win, I shouldn't use that this year, but if the Hurricanes win, it's kind of like, okay, you know, but if they lose, it's, oh, I got to talk on the radio. I got to tell everybody. You know, that's just the way society
is. Well,
I will
say this. Usually after a losing week, I come back. So got a few nice texts and emails from my clients, and I feel a little bit better going
All right.
into this weekend.
Well, let's bounce back here. Yep. It's Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com is the website. The Miami Hurricanes, our Miami Hurricanes, I'm so confused by them. They're at Pitt tomorrow. They were getting 5.5. Last I looked on my side, it was 4.5. What do you think about this game tomorrow?
Maybe because Tate Martell is not going to play. Maybe another point added to Pittsburgh. I'm not sure. Isn't it amazing? You can be the third-string quarterback, and you're the most popular guy on the team. So that's the case. People have been, you know, calling for him to play. He's out this week. Not sure the reason there. But here's the problem for Miami. It could be cool. I don't think we've had a day under 70 degrees here in Miami. A lot of times it's windy there. And as bad as the kicking game has been so far this year, it could be even worse. Pitt's improving, winning four straight, while Miami getting worse, it seems like, by the week. The only decent game they played was against Virginia. And Miami's weakness, which is their pass protection, they've allowed 31 sacks. Only Akron, Old Dominion, and Syracuse is worse than them. That's Pitt's strength here, number one in the country with 36 sacks. Now, the reason for pause for going big on Pitt is they're not a good home favorite. 6-13 against the spread is a home favorite, but I'm going to lean here. We'll take Pitt here, 27-20.
All right. I know that pains you because
And here's what's even worse. I mean, the season is probably, unless they run the table, it's going to be a rough season. I don't see that happening. If they were to lose at least one of these next two or both of these two games, they could start losing some big-time recruits.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's some danger in the net. There is a chance of disaster if you start losing to lesser teams. You look at Florida. If they keep winning,
Florida right now is telling recruits about look what UM's doing now. Yep. We're
top
10.
I mean, they were down here. I was at the Palmetto game last night. Palmetto is playing South Dade, and saw their defensive backfield coach. He was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was almost in the coaching box.
Somebody texts in, can Lee always do bad just so we can hear that song again? I'm starting to think that's got to be his theme song. Rolling in reverse. All right, Dolphins are in Pittsburgh as well. They are there Monday night. It is Dolphins-Steelers, the Monday night matchup that nobody wanted. Dolphins are getting 14.
I mean, they did finally cover. So, you know, they've covered now two in a row. It's going to be even colder on Monday night. The defense for Pittsburgh, I think, is the difference here. I will start taking Miami. It's going to happen. But Devin Bush, the rookie defender linebacker, I think he's going to end up being the defensive rookie of the year. Just turn this defense around here. They forced 14 turnovers in six games, plus 7 in turnover ratio. I think it's the difference. I think Pitt's the right side here, 30-10.
All right. So at some point, though, you think you're going to start taking Miami with the points.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be this week.
No, you know, just because it's away. I think at home, if the line's manageable, we see some lines under a touchdown. I think Miami's going to be competitive. The only thing to look out for, if Miami continues to lose, and since he looks continues to lose, we could end up, I think it's a week 15 or 16. It could be the latest both teams or have not won a game in the NFL history.
Would be the highly anticipated
number one pick.
The Tua Bowl. Florida's on a bye week this week, so here are some other college games that have local listeners' interest. FSU, they are a 10.5-point favorite over Syracuse.
I think FSU is a pretty strong play here. And the reason I say this is I'm watching the Syracuse team. This is not the same team we've seen the last couple of years. They cannot run the ball at all. In fact, the last three ACC games played this year, 15, 41, and 51 rushing yards. DeVito, their quarterback's hurt. I think there's actually at least a 50% chance or better that he doesn't even play in this game. And offensive line, Syracuse has allowed 14 sacks last two games, 35 for the year. Give me some FSU here. 38-20.
All right, what about FIU? Alejandro Solana's FIU Panthers. They're a 2.5-point favorite at Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee lost their best player. This kid started for almost 3 years straight, leading the team in tackles last year, and this year he's out for the season. Close games usually won by special teams. I love the FIU special teams, averaging 30 yards per punt return. Middle Tennessee just 3. Middle Tennessee also lost the game last week on a 50-yard kickoff return, set up a field goal for North Texas. And Middle Tennessee has been outgained by more than 100 yards per game. FIU starting to get on a roll. They win and cover 28-24.
All right. Look at that. Solana's smiling back there.
Pause up.
Pause up, Papa. Lane Kiffin's FAU Owls. They're a 13.5-point favorite at Old Dominion.
They got the offense going on, except for last week. Marshall's just a tough defense. That was one of my few winners. Those kids come to play, a lot of South Florida kids. But FIU's averaging 37 points per game the last five games. The Lane train has quietly covered five straight on the road here. Old Dominion, just 2.5 yards per carry running the football. Number 124 in the country. Losers of six straight. The quarterback, kid that's playing now, Messiah DeWeaver. The Messiah, just 6 for 24 last week. He replaced a kid, Stone Smart, 11 for 27 the week before. You're starting to get my drift. FAU big, 41-20.
All right. And UCF, they're a 10.5-point favorite at Temple. Should have been Manny Diaz's Temple Owls, but they are 10.5-point favorites.
Who did we want to coach Miami then?
Maybe Mario Cristobal?
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been so bad. No, I'm down with Manny, by the way. I'm in with him. Like, I have no problem with him, so I don't want people to take it the wrong way. But if you had told me he stayed at Temple, Mario Cristobal would have been a good second choice.
I agree. So we'll never know. It was a quick decision. We'll find out in the next year or two. But in this game here, UCF, four straight non-covers since the Stanford blowout win. They got a quarterback, Temple, Anthony Russo, threw for 444 yards in last year's 52-40 UCF win. Temple, number two in red zone defense, 19-6 as an underdog since 2015. I'm gonna say UCF wins the game 34-30, but I like Temple's a dog here.
All right, Temple plus the points. Finally, Lee Sterling, again, professional sports handicapper. You can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. Three random picks of your choice, Lee.
Well, let's go tonight with a basketball game. NBA has started, and I'm gonna go with Memphis tonight, plus the two at home against Chicago. What actually went to the game? I think their new head coach was looking to check out the rotations, and I think he'll tighten the rotations. Young coaches like to get that first home win, so I think they'll come to play. I think that just played sloppy ball, didn't play with high energy, but you'll see it at home tonight. Let's go with Memphis plus two in the NBA. College football, I like Texas minus one against TCU. TCU can't throw the football. Quarterback last week threw for just 136 yards. He's a true freshman. Max Dugar against Kansas State. This kid, if you don't watch a lot of Big 12 football, I don't think he's going to be a great pro, but one of the great college football players is this kid for Texas, Sam Erlinger. Runs, throws. He scores, it seems like, in almost every possession. Let's lay the one there and take Texas. And in the NFL, we're going to go with the New York Giants plus the seven against Detroit. Detroit has four guys on their defense, four of their best five players, game-time decision. They also traded their defensive captain during the week, and this is the time where usually Detroit starts floundering. And Giants, I like to play players when they come back, not the first game, the second game. So I'm looking for Barkley to have a big game here. Let's take the seven with the Giants. Who knows? They might even win the game outright.
Man, I don't know if I could bet the Giants again because we bet them last week. That was one of my personal best bets. I had
that's
texted.
When you come back.
I know.
You come back over the top.
Oh, they were
that's a winning better.
To watch.
Here's what's going to happen. If you judged how many games that you lost and games that you would have played them the next week, they probably cover 75% of the time, Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, seven units.
So
seven
if
units
you like a game,
the New York Giants.
If you like a game and if you're afraid because you lost last week on that team, that's all the more reason to play them the next week.
All right, good advice there. Okay. That's all I need to hear.
I know it is.
You were just a week early, Mark.
Right. I wasn't wrong on that game. I was a week early for the next week.
Don't do this to me.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. So he likes the Pitt Panthers laying the points against Miami tomorrow. He likes the Pittsburgh Steelers laying the points against the Dolphins on Monday. College football, he likes FSU, FIU, and FAU, and he likes Temple getting the points from UCF. and his three random plays this weekend. Tonight, he likes the Memphis Grizzlies plus the points in Chicago. Tomorrow, Texas laying a point against TCU. And on Sunday, the New York Giants getting 7 against Detroit. Hey, do you have the song Rollin', Rollin', Rollin' in backwards again? Because I found it to be enjoyable, and I think it'll be a good way to send you off, Lee.
Thanks a lot.
It's amazing. It's an earworm. You should put a beat behind this, Solana. There you go. All right. Lee, until next week.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either. I just find that to be pleasing.
I don't want to hear it next week. I'm going to do everything within my power to win.
I'm so torn. I kind of want to hear that in the next segment and the segment after as well. All right. Thanks, Lee.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. That was a banger, Solana. I really like that song.
That was crazy.
All right, John Beeson, we're still expecting about 25 minutes from now. John Beeson, Solana, yeah? Okay, John Beeson, hopefully at 4 o'clock we'll talk some Canes with him. Guys, it can be easy to perform your best. Yeah, I've been telling you about men's.com for a while now. This is about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at men's.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis at a fraction of the cost. And they're also now offering an additional 50% off your first month. How can they do this? That's a common question, and it's a good question. Well, men's.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. And the pharmacies here in the U.S. So delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door, this can be a game changer. There are no trips to the doctor, no embarrassing conversations. The men's.com online process is remarkably quick and easy. And like I said, the pharmacy is located in the U.S., so you don't need to worry about the meds that you're going to get. Look, it's easy to put off your needs, and it's easy to ignore a problem. But it's so darn easy to correct that problem now. Take just 15 minutes for yourself, for your wife, for your girlfriend. You know, it's not a big deal. You can enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from men's.com and take 50% off your first month. You'll thank me later on this one. Treat ED easily with men's.com. That's FDA approved, men's.com, M-E-N-S. com. All right, quick break. We will come back with more on, I've been saying Perreo Friday. Somebody says via text, and I think you've told me this, Solana, Perreo Friday, right?
Yeah, Perreo Friday.
Perreo Friday. More Perreo Friday next on Hockman and Crowder. Clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Got some giveaways we could do today. What do we got? We've got Dave & Buster's gift card. We've got a Caneswear gift card, right? We'll do one of those this segment. Should we do one of those this segment, Solana?
We definitely should.
All right. This segment, don't go anywhere. Your phone's dinging.
Oh, Solana.
Don't text us, Solana, during the show.
My bad.
Football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. I didn't get to this earlier, and I really wanted to. I hate Nick Saban with a passion. With a passion. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
This is uncalled for. This is uncalled for. He got asked what I thought was a fairly benign question, right? Tua Tagovailoa's brother is on the Alabama team, and Tua's out, mm-hmm. right? Because he has the ankle problem. Yep. I don't even know who they play this week. Who do they play this week?
Is it Arkansas?
I think it is Arkansas. And so he's asked, this guy, man, I tweeted out yesterday because, you know, I've got that website honkedofflikeagoose.com and we sell a shirt that says Nick Saban is a jerk.
Yes.
And I said, if you don't order a shirt, you're condoning this kind of behavior. He got asked this question. Let's see. It was, what's Tua's brother's name?
Tulila.
Yeah, it's Talia, I think. And I left the question in the clip if you want
to
play.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. So this is weekly press conference. It's Nick Saban. I don't think there's anything wrong with this question. Not only does Nick Saban go off, like you could hear himself ramping himself up, but then he walks off when it's done. He, like, takes his Coke. There's always a damn bottle of Coke on the podium with him.
And he mumbles on the way out.
And he mumbles on the way out.
Yeah.
Listen to the way that this transpired with this jackass.
Will there be an effort to get Talia into the game just to expedite his progression?
You know, we're focused on winning the game. All right, so we're going to try to win the game, and we're going to play the best players that we can play to win the game. And we're not assuming that it's going to be an easy game. And we're not assuming that we'll have opportunity just to play anybody that wants to play to expedite anything except winning the game. So we're going to play everybody who can expedite winning the game. That's what we're going to do. So I don't think anybody should expect us to do anything else.
Man. The best part.
Man. That's the best part, right? Man. I mean, so, but
it struck a chord.
But why? Like,
because
the guy goes,
it means something.
Are you going to expedite Talia Tagovailoa coming into the game? And he's like, we're not expediting anything except those that can expedite us winning the game. But that was what the question was.
That's what happens.
Oh, I hate that guy with a passion. I hate him. Nothing wrong with that question.
When you take a word out of this person's question and add it into your answer.
And you say it angrily.
It's what it is. It's, if you asked him, I have their depth chart pulled up. I don't know Alabama's team. The third string wide receiver's name is Slade Bolden. If you asked about Slade Bolden, he would not have got upset.
Right.
Because it's Tua's little brother.
There's a little backstory there.
And there's a storyline behind it. Tua's out now. Don't you want to see the brother? The guy playing is Mac Jones. Not a bad guy. He's nowhere close to what Tua is. But Saban, I played for Saban for 2 years. The stories that are important are the ones he gets the most upset about. Like the quarterback. Asking him a quarterback question gets him so mad. Ask him about offensive line depth. He doesn't care. He'll talk to you. The quarterback thing gets him upset.
I don't get it, man. I don't get why he believes he could be that kind of a jerk to someone who's just asking a very benign question. I've got to hear this one more time because it drives me crazy and I hate listening to it.
Will there be an effort to get Talia into the game just to expedite his progression?
You know, we're focused on winning the game. All right, so we're going to try to win the game, and we're going to play the best players that we can play to win the game. And we're not assuming that it's going to be an easy game, and we're not assuming that we'll have opportunity just to play anybody that wants to play to expedite anything except winning the game. So we're going to play everybody who can expedite winning the game. That's what we're going to do.
What?
So I don't think anybody should expect us to do anything else.
Man. Hey, Stockholm syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome.
I think I have it with him.
I think you do too.
Because when he starts yelling, I feel warm inside.
He's an awful person. You absolutely have Stockholm syndrome.
Like when he started yelling, I feel better about myself knowing that he's yelling.
He's an awful person. He goes, well, we're going to play all the people that expedite winning the game, even if it means putting 30 people on the field at once. That's how we're going to expedite winning the game. Expedite.
Man.
Hey,
such a fair question, too. Your starting quarterback is down. Are you going to play your second string, who will probably be your starter in a couple years?
It's like a fair question. It's like, especially because it's a Tagovailoa. Like, you know, if you've got Peyton Manning, who do you play for, Tennessee?
Yes.
If you've got Peyton Manning, Manning is a freshman while Peyton's there and Peyton happens to be hurt, they go, hey, might we see Eli during the game? Because maybe you want to see if you've got something special with him as well. How is that an unfair question?
Very fair question. It just hit a little too close to home because it's a real question.
I guess.
It's a legit. You know what? I guarantee they had that conversation in the coaches' meeting.
That's probably what it is. He might be like, how did this become a question? because I told my coaches not to bring it up anymore.
It has to be. When you have a guy like Tua playing, as long as he's played and went to championships for him, and then Jalen Hurts transfers, that was the backup. Now you have Mac Jones in there. You have to talk about, hey, Coach Saban, what happens if Mac goes out here and stinks it up? Are we going to put Tali in? And he had to make that decision, and now the media has the audacity to ask me about it? This is the same guy that cussed me out when I asked him how his wife doing now. So you, I understand it. That's why I said, man, I get warm and fuzzy inside when he cusses.
Somebody texts in, Saban's still hurt over the Culpepper Breeze screw up, and that's why QB talk triggers him. Somebody says he's going to expedite all the wins, Papa. He's expediting all the wins. Anyway, you can get your Nick Saban is a Jerk T-shirt, self-promotion here, at honkedofflikeagoose.com. Should we give away? I'll tell you what. I'm going to give away a Caneswear certificate here because talking about Alabama makes me feel all disgusting inside. So I want to talk about the Hurricanes because that makes me feel better inside. Caneswear, they've got all your Hurricanes gear. They've got Florida Panthers gear. They've got Miami Dolphins gear. They've got everything. And I generally stop there every Monday because we do the show at Twin Peaks in Davie, and Caneswear is right down the street on University Drive. So if you want to win a $50 certificate to Caneswear in Davie, and you can always check them out online at caneswear.com. What caller number do you want to take, Solana?
You feeling six today, Hawk? Oh.
Numero seis.
Every day?
Numero seis. All right, whoever ends up on line six, 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. Whoever randomly ends up on line number six is going to get $50 to spend at Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop, and it's on University Drive in Davie.
Texter had a question. If Nick Saban was to take the Miami head coaching job, would you love him then?
Yeah, it's a great hypothetical that I am unprepared to answer at this time.
The texter said you pick him up from the airport and treat him to a Hochman burger.
I will expedite any coaching search that involves Nick Saban expeditiously. I don't want him down here.
Oh, I would love him at Alabama.
Well, like I said, I'm not prepared to answer this question right now. Is John Beeson joining us next?
He is.
All right, John Beeson from the ACC Network, former Miami Hurricane stud. John Beeson, scheduled to join us next. I want to talk about CH Wine first, though, because for wine drinkers out there or for listeners that are interested in tasting or learning about some of the best wines, this is for you. Like, we head into the weekend now, and maybe you get to a restaurant, you don't know what to order, you have friends coming over to the house, and you go to the wine store, and you have no idea what to purchase. That's me, by the way. I stand in front of the wine display. CHWine.com is the way to go. I'm so glad I found Cameron Hughes Wine. They've got a great business model. They source the top-rated wines directly from the best wineries. The best wineries we know overproduce wines. They don't bottle it all. They only bottle a select few. That's how they keep the prices high. Cameron Hughes gets these top wines. They sell them under their own label for a fraction of the price. These are luxury wines at affordable prices. You'll drink like a millionaire. For example, if you go to chwine.com, you'll see all these different lot numbers there. You can get yourself a bottle or two from, say, Lot 689, a Sonoma Valley Chardonnay, a smooth, easy-drinking white wine that pairs with basically any meal. It also has a 5-star review average and was just awarded 91 points and a gold medal from the Sommelier Challenge. I'm telling you, you go on the website and you'll see your mouth will start to water. So great news. Today, Cameron is offering a deal exclusively to my listeners, 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code Hochman when you're checking out. These wines, they're an amazing value for the price. And today you can get these top-rated, award-winning wines at incredible savings. These are wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 or more. You get it for a fraction of the cost. These wines are incredible. They do sell out quickly, though. Go to chwine.com right now. Get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy 3 or more bottles. You just got to enter my code, Hochman, when you're checking out. That's H-O-C-H-M-A-N. So the website again, chwine.com. Enter the code Hochman for 20% off 3 bottles or more plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door. John Beeson, he's scheduled next on Hochman and Crowder.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.